Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. India hands over third tranche of election-related assistance to Nepal, including more than 270 vehicles. President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, and President Emmanuel Macron of France to visit New Delhi to take part in India AI Impact Summit next week. Counting of votes underway in Bangladesh after polling concludes for crucial parliamentary election and simultaneous referendum. Medal rush continues for India at Asian Shooting Championships as country bags three more gold on penultimate day in New Delhi. India today handed over the third tranche of election-related assistance to Nepal. Indian High Commission in Nepal said that Ambassador Naveen Srivastav handed over assistance including more than 270 vehicles and other supplies in accordance with the assistance sought by Nepal for preparations related to the upcoming elections. Nepali Home Minister Om Prakash Arial received the assistance in Kathmandu. The assistance also included 50 trucks for the Nepali Army, which were received by the Chief of Army Staff, General Ashok Raj Sigdale. In his remarks, the Nepali Home Minister thanked the Indian side for the timely and significant nature of assistance. India handed over the first two tranches of such election-related assistance, comprising over 310 vehicles and other supplies to Nepal on 20th and 29th of January this year. Pakistan's Supreme Court today ordered authorities to set up a medical board to examine jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan's eyes following a report about vision loss in one of them. Hearing a case, a two-member bench comprising Chief Justice Yahya Afridi and Justice Shahid Bilal Hassan ordered his detailed checkup before 16th of February. Imran Khan has been in jail since August 5, 2023. President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, will be on a state visit to India from the 18th of this month till 22nd of February on the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the upcoming India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated this while briefing the media in the national capital today.
President Lula will be participating in the second AI summit, which is to be held from 19th to 20th Feb in Delhi. The main day of the Brazilian state visit, bilateral talks, will be on 21st February. President Lula will be hosted by our Honorable President on 21st, and there will be several other dignitaries who will be calling on him. President Lula will be accompanied by several ministers and a business delegation, and there are several events that have been planned engaging the business delegation as well.
The spokesperson further added that French President Emmanuel Macron will be also paying a three-day official visit for the summit. Two Mexican Navy ships laden with humanitarian aid docked in Cuba today as a U.S. blockade deepens the island's energy crisis. The ships arrived after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened tariffs on any country selling or providing oil to Cuba, prompting the island in recent days to ration energy. The Mexican government has said that both the ship is carrying milk, rice, beans, meat products and other food products. Bulgarian President Ileana Yatova has appointed Andriy Gyurov, a senior central bank official, as interim prime minister until national elections in April this year. Andriy Gyurov, deputy governor of the Bulgarian National Bank, will lead a caretaker government whose main task will be to organize a free and fair voting in the country that is holding its eighth election in 5 years. Announcing the appointment today, President Yatova said that he expects Gyurov to propose the members of his cabinet within 7 days. He would then have to approve the proposal and set the election date, which she had previously indicated would be April 19, 2026. Gyurov was appointed deputy governor of the central bank in 2023. Earlier, nationwide protests erupted at the end of 2025, sparked by public anger over corruption, injustice and perceived oligarchic influence, forcing the resignation of the governing coalition led by the centre-right GERB party. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Bangladesh, counting of votes is underway soon after polling concluded for the 13th national parliamentary elections and simultaneous referendum today. Voting was held across 299 constituencies. The contest pits two coalitions led by former allies, the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, and the Islamist Jamaat-e-Islami. Alongside electing a new government, people voted on proposed constitutional and institutional reforms under the July Charter. However, critics said combining multiple reforms into a single yes or no question limits voter choice. Country's election commission said, despite a few isolated incidents, including grenade explosions in two districts, no polling centre suspended voting and overall situation remained under control. More from our Dhaka correspondent.
Although the commission said no polling centre suspended voting and the overall situation remained under control, some incidents were reported. This include grenade explosion in two districts and the alleged assault of an independent woman candidate in Rajshahi 3. Four people also reportedly died due to health-related complications during the day. Meanwhile, an 11-party alliance led by Bangladesh Jamaat-e-Islami made the chief election commissioner demanding suspension of voting in three constituencies, citing allegation of irregularities and obstruction. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Russia attacked Ukraine with drones and ballistic missiles overnight, further battering its energy system and leaving tens of thousands in the capital Kyiv and the cities of Dnipro and Odessa without heat, power and water. Mayor Vitali Klitschko said that in Kyiv alone, around 3,500 apartment buildings were without heating today after the latest attack knocked out supplies to nearly 2,600 high-rises on top of the 1,100 already affected by previous strikes. Moscow has denied intentionally targeting civilians during the war. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha condemned the attack as undermining a peace push led by US President Donald Trump to end the four-year war. Russia will not attend the first meeting of the US-led Board of Peace, the country's foreign ministry announced today. In response to a question at a news briefing, Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova said that Russia would not participate in the first meeting of the Board of Peace, adding that work to formulate the country's position on the board is still underway. The foreign ministry spokesperson's remarks come as the U.S. is set to host the first meeting of the Board of Peace on February 19th. Last month, U.S. President Donald Trump launched the Board of Peace at Davos. Leaders of the 27-member European Union are meeting today at the 16th century held in Bezin Castle in Belgium to discuss the bloc's future strategy amid growing global challenges. The EU faces pressure from US President Donald Trump's trade stance, China's assertive economic policies, and hybrid threats from Russia. At the Asian Shooting Championships, medal rush continued for India as country bagged three more gold on penultimate day in New Delhi. Two-time Olympian Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar set a new world record en route to winning the yellow medal in the senior men's individual 50-meter rifle three-positions event. India completed a clean sweep of the podium in the event, with Neeraj Kumar claiming silver and Akhil Shoran taking bronze. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India have set a target of 210 runs for Namibia in a Group A clash in Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi when reports last came in. Put into bat first, India posted 209 runs, losing 9 wickets in 20 overs. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India hands over third tranche of election-related assistance to Nepal, including more than 270 vehicles. President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, and President Emmanuel Macron of France to visit New Delhi to take part in India AI Impact Summit next week. Counting of votes underway in Bangladesh after polling concludes for crucial parliamentary elections and simultaneous referendum. Medal rush continues for India at Asian Shooting Championships as country bags three more gold on penultimate day in New Delhi. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.